KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. And at 66 degrees, we look for isolated showers and thunderstorms today. Most of those have since moved off to the east. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We received 15/100ths of an inch of rainfall here this morning. In the news, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee Wednesday evening agreed to look into establishing a one-year trial run 28E agreement with the City of Marnie for the contracting of city clerk services. Atlantic City Clerk Barb Barrick told the committee that Marnie Mayor Randy Baxter called her a couple of weeks ago to say that they will be losing the services of their city clerk, Laura Hansen, who was the former city clerk in Audubon and has more than 30 years of experience.
And the Marnie Council gave Randy the authority to come back to Atlantic and see what Atlantic thought and do some negotiations.
Baxter told the committee Wednesday that being a city clerk is a pretty specialized position. It takes a fair amount of training and know-how to do all the reports and other things the state requires.
We need those kind of services that people have that kind of training. Now, Marnie, as you well know, doesn't require a whole lot of time, or we don't have an office to set up. Basically, what the clerk's duties are is to, you know, do the budget, you know, do the DOT reports and the other state reports that are required, prepare agenda for our monthly meetings, and be at the monthly meeting. City Marnie has no employees. We own no equipment. We run a pretty lean, you know, business over there. Marnie will be completely debt-free within 2 to 3 years.
The city cut its fund balance from $50,000 to $35,000 in the current year. Their budget is $100,000. Barb Barrick said if the 28E agreement is recommended to the Atlantic City Council and approved, she would share the duties with full-time Deputy City Clerk Allie Tupper, allowing her to gain some overlap and experience as well. Any change would mean an extra 5 to 7 hours to their workload per month divided among the two ladies. Mayor Baxter said Marnie would be willing to pay Atlantic $400 per month, the rate for their current city clerk, not including FICA and IPERS. He said he'd be happy to offer more for the services of Barrick and Tupper. Before making any commitments or recommendation to the Atlantic City Council, though, the committee requested Barrick explore in greater detail the subject of her compensation and the legalities involved. In other business, the Personnel and Finance Committee agreed to a proposal from the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board for an increase in salary for Parks Director Bryant Rasmussen. The change would bump him up from his current $42,000 a year to $47,600 for fiscal year 2019-20, retroactive to July 1st. Rasmussen was approved as full-time Parks Director, having recently served as the interim director and following the resignation earlier this year of Seth Stashelm. Parks Board member Jolene Smith said Rasmussen has been doing a great job.
Anyone that started a job in the first 6 months, you get a flood, you have rag bri, and you get playground equipment with no company to help you set it up. And he's got a lot of great ideas that he wants to do. He's a naturalist. He wants to do the erosion with the natural flowers and plants instead of all this concrete and junk that we get. And I think he's done an excellent job, and the board does too. So we think we need to set his salary with the increases that we've proposed.
She said Rasmussen's whole local family is involved in volunteering for the city when it comes to parks and recreation. The Parks Board proposed a 3-year step scheduled pay increase in fiscal year 2021, 22, and 23, commensurate with the median pay of persons in similar positions, education, and experience. The proposed salary will be recommended to the Atlantic City Council for approval during their next meeting. The City of Atlantic will be checking trees to see if they need to be trimmed. Officials say those that need to trim their trees over sidewalks, street, and alleys will be notified by mail through a postcard and will be given 7 days to correct the issue by trimming their trees above 7 feet over the sidewalks and 14 feet over streets and alleys. They ask you to please make sure your trees are in compliance with the ordinance. A copy of the ordinance can be seen in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And a 21-year-old woman complained of minor injuries following a two-vehicle accident at around 11:25 a.m. Wednesday in Atlantic. The collision happened at West 6th and Cedar Streets. Authorities say a passenger car was traveling east on West 6th and then approaching Cedar when an SUV traveling in the 500 block of Cedar pulled out and struck the front of the car, which was occupied by three people, and one of whom, as mentioned, was transported to the Cass County Hospital. No other injuries were reported. In the funeral announcements, Hunter Wilson, age 12, of Omaha, died Monday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral service for Hunter Wilson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Glenwood, where visitation is from 9 until 11 a.m. Edward Bloom, age 81, of Harlan, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Edward Bloom will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Galen and Carolyn Wiley have passed away. A joint graveside service for Galen and Carolyn Wiley will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery in Griswold. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Abigail Rose Whitford, age 10, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died August 22nd at Children's Hospital. Funeral services for Abigail Whitford will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the St. Columbkill Catholic Church in Papillion, Nebraska. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Glenn Olson, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Glenn Olson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Rex Livingston, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Rex Livingston will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Barbara Bobby Harris, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of Anita, died Monday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for Bobby Harris will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Alex Anthony Laley, age 53, of Atlantic, died August 18th. A gathering to celebrate the life of Alex Laley will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. with a prayer service at 3 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ruth Brown, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died August 17th. A visitation with her family will be Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the American Legion Building in Redfield with no services planned. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.